Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I know I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I'm having trouble logging into Facebook, so please be patient with me here. I'm not in my home tonight. I'm away, again, you know, working on some stuff there. But I don't know why I can't get into to Facebook. So I'm trying and I'm trying. I'm having problems here. But Blanca, are you there? Hello, hello. Are you there, Blanca? Let's see. Oh, let's bring you on there. Okay.
Hello.
There you are. Can you hear me now, Blanca?
Yes, I can. You sound a little discombobulated.
Oh, I am. I am. I can't get logged into Facebook for some reason. So can you just kind of take over there for a few minutes, and I'll see if I can get logged into Facebook, okay? Just kind of keep the people company. Thank you.
I love to talk to our listeners. Anyways, of course, it's Wednesday, June 21st. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to share your company. And I'll let Dave share the story of why he's a little discombobulated today. It's a funny story, and I'll know he'll enjoy telling you, so I'm not going to spoil his fun. But anyway, as he gets things set up to see if he can get on Facebook in the meantime, hope you all are doing well. I know that Dave's audience is pretty aware with what's going on. You know, we use the word red-pilled, and things are happening very, very quickly. And I think more and more we're starting to see this thing shape up. And so I think you've heard me say that basically we're in a we could say a type of war. And it's not like a war that they call it a conventional war where there's guns and bombs and planes over our skies, at least not as of yet, and hopefully God or source or universe willing, we won't experience that. But we are experiencing what's called an unconventional war, and some people call it a fifth generation war. And Dave and I have alluded to it, where it could be, you know, psychological warfare or information warfare, that sort of thing, which is kind of interesting because Dave, for the longest time, has been talking about, beliefs, and, our perceptions and reality and our emotions. So it's kind of interesting how the battlefield is there. I also think it's not just in our minds, it's also in our hearts because we're going to have to be courageous to go through these times where we're anticipating the best, right? We want more freedom, more abundance. We want things to come through where we can help maybe people who need help and assistance, and we're prepared to do that. And then it seems, and we use the label globalist, we see that faction just trying to control and dominate the whole world. So there's a big push-pull on that, and we can't turn away from that ugly reality, and we've got to, from a micro level, and this is something David talks about as well, how do we want to live our life, you know, in the most positive way as possible. But we do have to prepare and empower ourselves because things are shifting very quickly. And so let me check back with Dave. Dave, how are you doing over there? Hopefully we're still on. Now I don't hear Dave, so I don't know if he kicked himself off or I'm off. Not too sure. Dave, I don't hear you, so I don't know if you kicked yourself off or if you muted yourself. But in the meantime, I guess I can continue to wax poetic here. And there you are. I think I might hear you trying to come back in. Hello?
Yeah, it's me. I'm back in. But
okay,
I don't know what it is that I can't get onto Facebook.
Oh, okay. So do you
I'm
want
to try
just
to see if I can
on...
go to Facebook okay. and just go live there.
Okay,
correctly.
And then get off of Blog Talk? Mm-hmm. Or
I can do a live video directly on Facebook. Let me see if I can go live
okay.
there now. Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, I'll still chat with the group here.
Give me a couple more minutes.
Okay. Very good. And then you'll just bust in. All right. Anyway, so there's a lot of people. You probably listen to a lot of the different one gentleman that Alan and I like to listen to has a really good perspective on this, in our opinion, is a guy named Jeffrey Prather. So he talks about this aspect of it because he was in the military. And there's a lot of other people who talk about this particular topic. And so I'm sure many of you, you're spiritual. I've met many of you. And so then, of course, I'm sure you have it in your mind about a spiritual battle is also taking place. And I think that Dave's audience is pretty spiritual. And you may use the word God or source or universe or all that is. So I think most of Dave's listeners would probably adhere to that sort of thing. So if it's a spiritual battle, you want the big guy, as big universe or big source on your side. And if that's the case, then it's going to be hard for the adversary to win. And so I would suggest if you're not side of yourself, your multidimensional self, you might want to strengthen that because if you are strong spiritually, and I think I'm just speaking to the choir because I think many of you are spiritually, but you fortify yourself spiritually, you will be resilient through whatever tests come your way or come our way. The other thing is that spiritual warriors recognize each other. So as you fortify that aspect of your life, you'll attract other spiritual warriors if you're looking out to them, and you'll have some allies as well. And then to even go a little further out, we had this conversation with Alan too, where we were realizing, I think we got in such a state that we realized that most everything around us can actually be an ally, anything even to our pets. And I know many of you love your pets very much. They can be allies through what we're going through, and even nature and the birds, et cetera. Some of you are more sensitive to nature and other living beings.
Okay,
around.
Blanca.
So they're part of it. Yes. Hello.
I just can't get this to go live on Facebook, and I don't know what it is. So I think what we'll do is I'm just going to call it a program tonight. I'm not going to be able to do a program tonight.
Okay.
There's not a lot of new news, folks. Let me just put it that way, okay? There isn't a lot of new that's going on. We are waiting, again, for the decision makers to make the decision on the funds to be released. We always kind of feel that we're very close, but yet there always seems to be things that come along that kind of delay it. But all is well. Everything is going good. I'm in another city tonight here, and yes, I'm working with, the folks that I'm involved with on the exchange, and for some reason on my laptop, I can't get Facebook to come up tonight. So I think we'll just call it a night. And I'll send out a message to everybody, and we'll see everybody next week. Okay, Blanca?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Thanks, folks, and thank you for being patient with me. Sorry about the program tonight. Okay, good night.
Good night.